It is good to be here with you today, to be here with the people of faith as we talk about our faith in a God who sustains us in the midst of the storms of life. It is really nice to be able to share the good news of a God whose presence is stronger than the chaos that so often surrounds us. Today's gospel reading offers hope for those times when the waves are high, and when it's hard to see a direction that does not set us against the wind. Our gospel lesson today starts out just after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. If you were in church last week, you heard that read. Jesus takes a few loaves of bread and some fish, and he blesses them, and with them he feeds over 5,000 people, and is able then to collect leftovers that fill 12 baskets. So after this miracle of abundance, Jesus sends his disciples across the sea, and he remains behind to dismiss the crowds and then to have some alone time to be in prayer. And while the disciples are crossing, a storm comes up, and they spend most of the night battling the waves. In the early morning, they're tired, and Jesus comes to them walking on the water. But at first they mistake Jesus for a ghost, and they're even more afraid of that than they were of the storm. But Jesus reassures them, and then Peter, in this burst of faith and confidence, says, "Hey Jesus, if that's really you, I want to walk on water too." And so at Jesus' command, Peter gets out of the boat into this crazy storm, and he actually starts walking on the water. But then suddenly, he looks around, and it hits him. Am I nuts? What am I doing out here? And bam, all of a sudden, calling Peter the rock takes on new meaning as he starts to sink like a stone. But before he is lost, Jesus catches him, and together they get in the boat. And at that moment, all the disciples have this amazing experience of seeing Jesus for who he really is. And they confess, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I don't know if you know this, but this is one of the few times in all the Gospels where people really get it. There's just a handful of others, and I think this is the only one where it's a group of people who come to that understanding. And when I read it, it reminds me that it is often during the most challenging times of our life that we sense God's presence most clearly. You know, I really enjoy Peter in this story. I like his bold faith to step out of the boat, and then his sheer terror when he realizes what he has done. Have you ever done something like that? You know, you start off strong because you've got a plan or a vision or a mission or something that you just know you want to go after, and you're moving forward and it's all good. And then all of a sudden you look around and you realize, oh, what did I get myself into? What am I doing? I remember when I got my first dog. I just moved to Seattle to take a call to a congregation there, and I'd been thinking about it for a while. I'd really wanted a dog, and so I rented an apartment that was pet friendly, and I went to the library and I checked out Dogs for Dummies and a couple of other books, and I read. I'm one of those people who likes to know what you're getting into. So I did my homework. I read about feeding a dog, washing a dog, taking care of a dog, how to pick out the perfect dog. And then when I felt like I was ready, like I was a fountain of knowledge on all things dogdom, then I went to my local shelter and I found my new best friend. And I came home with this beautiful red husky. And I called him Tahoe. I named him after one of my favorite places to go skiing. And we walked in the door, and all of a sudden I realized how small a one-bedroom apartment is, and how big this dog was that I had brought home. Who was I kidding? Reading books didn't prepare me to share my home with this large bundle of fur and shedding and teeth and energy. And boy, did he... Do you have a dog? I thought so. Is he a husky? Yeah, they're great dogs, but they're a little crazy. He's, oh yeah, happens a lot. I quickly learned that I couldn't leave him alone at home and expect my carpet to survive. And I couldn't open a door without expecting to spend the rest of the day running after this dog who loved to go exploring. I mean, even for the next 10 years, I had to be careful about going in and out. Is he there? Is he there? Is he slipping behind me? For a big dog, he was really good at slipping behind me. And so I can sympathize with Peter stepping out of that boat full of faith and trust and confidence and then looking around and realizing that he really didn't think about what he was getting into. You know, I eventually learned to make friends with Tahoe. Huskies are wonderful pets, and he was a great companion to me for 10 years. I still miss him. But I also still laugh when I think about how confident I was when I went to pick him up and how little I actually knew about what I was getting into. You know, I think a lot of life's adventures are that way. I mean, don't even ask me about all the things I've learned since bringing home my daughter. But, you know, it doesn't always feel like an adventure when the waves are crashing around you. And sometimes the reality of life is that you find yourself out of the boat, not because you decided to take a giant step of faith or a foolish leap of ignorance, but instead because life dumped you there without your permission and sometimes without any warning. And then the question of who or what is holding you up becomes ever more urgent. My sister right now is battling recurrent cervical cancer. And I know that at times it feels to her like the waves are overwhelming, and she longs for the assurance that a hand will be there to hold her up if she starts to sink. Maybe some of you know some of that kind of experience as well. There are times when being out of the boat is not a scary adventure, but just plain scary. But what Peter discovered out there amidst the wind and the waves was that as real as his doubt was, as real as his fear was, and as real as those waves were, even more real was the presence of God and the hand of God that reached out and pulled him from the waves. And that discovery is there waiting for us too as we navigate the storms of our life. And that hand that reached out to Peter is there to reach out to us when we need it. My sister would tell you how God sustained her through her first battle with cancer, and she knows that same God is walking with her now. That's what keeps her going. It's what keeps all of us going. And today's gospel, today's good news for us is that that same God is there for us too, even when it's hard. No, especially when it's hard. You know, faith is a wonderful thing, and it's a great name for a congregation. And many days we have faith, and we can rely on it, and we can even rest in it, in that sense of trust and care. But even more wonderful and even more important than our faith is the reality that is underneath that faith. A reality that we can hold on to when we need it, but that even more importantly can reach out and grab onto us when we are at the point that we can no longer even hold on. So today, grace and peace to you, to us, from the God who sustains us in the midst of the storms of life, whose presence is with us in the most challenging times, and who holds us up when we are sinking. Amen.